You are listening to Pole, Dark, and Handsome. This is the Satellite Sisters recap podcast of the PBS drama Pole, Dark. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, California. I'm here with my sister, Julie Dolan, who's in Dallas, Texas. We're two of the five Satellite Sisters. And Julie, if you watch season two, episode seven, to get some feel-good vibes, this was not the feel-good episode of the year, was it?
Leanne, I am hurt. I am angry. I'm mad. I feel betrayed. I feel rage. I couldn't even believe this episode, Leanne.
Now, it has come to our attention because people have mentioned it on the Satellite Sisters Facebook page that sometimes they listen to the recap podcast before they watch the episode. They find enhanced enjoyment. Don't do that for this one, people.
Yeah.
Just turn the podcast off, listen, experience your own rage, and then come back and listen to the podcast. I promise you this episode will be better. Will be better if you do that. But all right, there was a lot happening here, but this is just a few general observations, Julie, and then we'll try to break it down by scenes and stuff. Okay, first of all, men suck, except Dwight Ennis, right? I mean,
he is the last man on earth, Dr. Dwight Ennis. Everybody else, I mean, there was a lot of bad behavior by men going on in this episode, Liam.
Yes. All right. As women, we are our own worst enemies. Elizabeth. I mean, what was that? Like,
okay,
Liam,
I now officially hate Elizabeth. I hate her. Okay.
That is not a word you use. You're a very
decent
and civil human being, Julie.
No, I have reasons, Leanne, and we're going to get into them later this podcast. Yeah.
Okay. Here's another observation. I just need to work on my uppercut because you just do not know when you're going to need it. I mean, Demelza clocked him.
he was down, Leanne. They were counting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was good. I mean, she had the element of surprise on her side, you know, and she took it. So I think we all felt good about that. We don't feel good about violence in general.
Right.
But this seemed well deserved.
Yeah. And then I have to say the phrase, fetch me the brandy wine, is my new personal rallying cry. I feel like at any moment you could yell that out and you power would come to you, don't you think?
Yes, I think obstetrics is going in the wrong way, Leanne. I mean, forget all this medical intervention. Just bring on the brandywine.
All right, we're going to break this down sort of good stuff and bad stuff, but we're going to start with the good stuff so that we can really work up a head of steam over Ross's behavior.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, good stuff. Julie, Verity's having a baby.
I know. You know, as I've said, she's one of my favorite characters. She's loyal. She's loving. She's sweet. She's kind. She's had a hard life. You know, she's done all the right things. So it is just wonderful news that she's having a baby. And she has that nice stepson who seems... he seems a little jacked up on caffeine or something, don't you? Don't you think, Leanne?
He's like a Disney kid. He's like, he thinks he's in a Disney show. I don't know. Really? So, even though it is good news, there was something ominous about the announcement, didn't you think? When is the baby due? I don't know. There was just some.
Oh, you're worried about it.
I'm worried about the baby. Okay, and more good stuff. Caroline returns Dwight's letters. Now, why is this good? She says, please don't ever write again. But we all know as women, that is the oldest trick in the book, right? I mean, don't ever write again. Of course he's going to write again. Of course he's going to want to see her. So I feel like Caroline will be back. After last week, I was disheartened. But I feel like she might have a place in future shows. Julie, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Unless Dr. Ennis takes off to sea. He was sort of interested in going off to war and out to sea. And I was like, don't do that. That's a terrible idea. You won't be around for Elizabeth because she's going to come galloping back into the show.
Hopefully. Caroline.
Caroline.
Yeah.
Caroline will become galloping back, but not if Dr. Ennis is going out to sea. Oh, that would just compound the tragedy of these two people that need to be together.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Aunt Agatha had an outstanding show. Just a few key lines about the devil. But I mean,
of course she's got the tarot cards. And of course she's drawn the devil card. You know that. You know that. I'm a little worried because, you know, she has that pistol somewhere like in her robe or her cloak. And I suspect that either Elizabeth or Weasel George or both Elizabeth and George are going to be blasted at any moment.
Liz, summer is coming up. And you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz, my hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's, okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E. pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS.
Okay. All right. More good stuff from this terrible episode. The mail. Again, Cornwall seems to have the fastest mail in the world. I mean, Elizabeth wrote a letter telling, as we all know now, telling Ross she was marrying George the Weasel. It was at like midnight. And that letter gets there at 12:05. And, you know, he's stomping up the steps at 12:15. I mean, who is delivering the mail in the middle of the night? Like riding as fast as they can.
I mean, Amazon, you should take notes. Okay. I know you've got your drones, but that you're not beating the mail delivery in Cornwall.
All right. And then more good stuff. Demelza's right hook. We already mentioned it, but I mean, it's just good to have that in your back pocket. She is not a gentlewoman, as Ross has reminded us several times this season. Demelza is fine. She can take care of herself. It's poor Elizabeth that needs help. And if Demelza proved it, I mean, when
she couldn't take it anymore, Leanne. She could not take it. All right.
I know the feeling sometimes. So, all right, bad stuff. Well, that was almost 80% of the show. Okay. It just went from bad to worse to terrible. Let's just start with, like, why is our courtroom so dark? Like, why is there no lighting in the courtroom? And what is that smoke that's constantly hanging around?
I don't understand that. It's torches, Leanne. They need torches in the courtroom. There is no reason for me to be squinting to see who those people are. Yeah, just, okay, they are that. Or hold the court scenes outside. Between the scenes in the mine and the scenes at night during the smuggling, and now even the courtroom, we were going blind watching this show.
Okay. All right. And then we have, of course, the terrible mine collapse, which we all know is coming because that mine is never going to yield anything. Oh, there's some tin. Oh, here's another 100 pounds. Our last 100 pounds, which even though last week we were supposed to have spent our last 100 pounds, then the mine collapse, killing several men, including the nice new dad. I mean, that was sad.
I know. That was terrible. You saw it coming. They didn't put in those extra beams for support. I mean, you could hear all the rumbling. They knew it. You know, once again, Ross is cutting corners. You know, he's being the rebel. And he just he made the wrong choice.
I was appreciative that one scene, Demelza turned up at the mine. They were supposed to, the tin. And she arrived. She just picture perfect with that giant basket of fruit under her. Is that like still life painting come to life there?
All right. I thought those were good looking potatoes, too. I thought that.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Okay. Other bad stuff. Childbirth at home in general. Like, really, millennials, think about that twice. Like, just watch this scene and decide, maybe I would like to be in a hospital. I mean, I needed a slug of Brandywine just to watch that scene, man.
I know. That was very realistic. Very, very realistic, all the screaming.
Speaking again, it was dirty and dark. It was dirty and it was dark. You know, that was another thing. Okay, sorry.
No, I mean, so childbirth is bad. I also want to say the child care seems very weak. Mr. and Mrs. Drunk are taking care of Ross and Demelza's son all the time. I would not leave those two with that kid, right?
I know. Like, yeah, whenever she needs to go anywhere, like, where's that baby? And the baby, well, the baby's now like a toddler, so he grew up pretty fast. They did a little aging up of the child. But yeah, just, and wasn't he there during the childbirth? Was that my imagination?
I don't know. Or else Mr. Drunk is in charge of them, which, again, not such a good choice.
It just, when they took, you know, the baby comes out and Dr. Ennis, who we don't know if he sterilized his hands or equipment or anything, like puts the baby on the old blanket. I mean, I guess they survived. I guess give me the Brandywine. All right. Now, more bad stuff. Elizabeth. I mean, just Elizabeth, the whole show. I was screaming at the TV every time she was in a scene. All this hand wringing over doing the right thing. Oh, please just marry the guy for money. I mean, are you kidding me? What? You don't have any scruples. You haven't taken the high road. What was that, Julie?
She is awful. She has never given up Ross. She's always let her intentions known, and she's not respecting Demelza. You know, even though Demelza took care of her when she was really sick. Okay. She is not grateful. She is the worst. That's why I hate her. I want a shirt that says, I hate Elizabeth.
Yeah. I mean, What do you think is going to happen to women of your station? You can't do anything. You get one business letter and you're like, oh, I don't know if I should do X, Y, or Z, right? Didn't she have some, like, she's supposed to make one single business decision. She's been trained to do nothing. She sits in that house all day. Is it the worst thing in the world to marry a guy you don't love because he's going to bail you out? It's really not at this point, as opposed to stealing somebody else's husband. What's worse, really? Miss Moral High Ground.
Yeah, so. She has none. She just wants to, you know, and then, of course, it wasn't, you know, her mother does collapse there.
Oh, yeah. And oh, I missed that. Yeah.
That was too bad. And I think that was the sight of her mother drooling. That was it. Elizabeth's like, I don't want any of this. She didn't want to take care of her mother or anything like that.
Have you ever seen a person like literally blow a gasket that went TV? Because that's.
That was, I thought she was possessed for a second there. I wasn't really certain, but I think it was the sight of those vulgars. That's what her mother called the miners that were out on the property, you know, the vulgars. Apparently that just sends you over the edge, Liam.
I mean, yeah, they were set up by George the Weasel and she literally blew a gasket. And then Dr. Ennis is like, she's going to need full-time care. Well, who's going to care for her? Not me. I'm out of here. If I was Elizabeth, I would have actually set up the separate home for Aunt Agatha. I would have taken George's money and set Aunt Agatha up in her own home. Yeah. And then, all right. So then finally, if you've watched the show, you know, that Elizabeth writes, you know, Ross at the 11th hour, the world's fastest mail system gets him this letter that says, I am marrying George. And he goes racing out of the house in the middle of the night. Demelza knows what's going to happen. Ross knows what's going to happen. Elizabeth, that scene, remember they showed her face when he arrived there, like all hot and bothered. She knew what was going to happen.
She knew too.
She pretended to be scared, but there was that little sly smile like, oh, it worked. My midnight letter to Ross worked and here he is. And then Ross comes and the next thing you know, they're sleeping together.
I know. That was, and what, you know, and Ross, what is his excuse? What does he say? He said, I've had no choice.
Yeah.
You had a choice, Ross. Okay. We were on your side, Ross. Okay. We thought you were this great hero that was going to revitalize your community and that you stood up for the right people. No.
No. You know? I go back to my original observation, men suck. I mean, it's just, that was just terrible. He knew it's, and he, there wasn't a second hesitation on some threads I saw, you know, occasionally I look stuff up. I was just, this one is what happened. A couple of weeks ago, I tried to look up the schedule when Poldark was ending.
And I
saw the controversy over this scene because I didn't read anything. I just saw headlines because the British version is a couple weeks ahead of us. And so there was a lot of controversy there that was basically a rape scene. I would not say that was.
I was looking for that, Leanne. I thought, no, they were willing partners.
Yes.
She had the door unlocked.
Yeah.
She felt the same passion for Ross.
Yeah.
She did, you know, she wanted Ross as much as he wanted her.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was at all. I thought it was very clear that they were willing partners.
Yes, I did. She was manipulated him, the smile, the letter. I mean, everybody knew what was going to happen.
She left her door unlocked, Leanne, in the bedroom. And, you know, and of course, she's in her, I mean, she wasn't trying to be modest around Ross.
No.
She's there in her flowing nightgown, just flowing all over the place.
Combing her stupid hair with her stupid brush.
I know. Maybe Aunt Agatha will cut off her hair. We could hope for that, Liam.
That would be awesome.
We should work on revenge now, Liam.
Be awesome. And then, you know, and then Ross comes back and he said, I had no choice. That's when Demelza just decked him and he went down. I mean, he went down hard, but my heart broke for her. Like she doesn't have to put up with that, but apparently she does. Like, what's she going to do? Go back to her crazy parents' house? No.
I know. I mean, she gave him this beautiful child.
Right.
I mean, she even kept her mouth shut when he told her that he had sold his shares in the stupid mine and given them all to Elizabeth because she didn't have any money, you know?
I know. She's accepted a lot. She's accepted a lot. And then she blew a gasket and decked him. But you know, I will be interested to see how she exacts her revenge. What was, I think the most heartbreaking was that scene where she was just lying in bed knowing exactly what had happened. Like the morning after he had gone charging off on the horse, she's alone in bed. Like, that's it. And she's out there hanging up the laundry at dawn and he comes striding in. Yeah, he's no hero anymore.
No, he is. Yeah, no, he had a choice. He did not need to do that. Yeah. So
what do you think is going to happen?
I don't know what's going to happen. I think Elizabeth is still going to marry the weasel George because she still needs the money and Ross doesn't have it.
And what if she's pregnant? This is what I thought, like, oh, great. Now she's going to have.
She's pregnant because it's TV. It only, you know, that's the way these things work, Liam, right?
You're right. Of course she's pregnant.
It's TV. Yeah. It's TV. She's pregnant. And so now, you know, and Elizabeth's going to figure it out. So then she's got to like rush up the wedding with Weasel George, and these two are going to carry on their affair. I think that's what happened.
I know. So. And there's just have to be this acceptance from Demelza because she's got no place else to turn. You know, she could leave or she could start living separate lives. But I mean, he's penniless. It's not. Yeah. The whole thing is just.
I know. It's bad. Now, we did see in when you saw scenes from next week. The red coat soldier that has the hots for Demelza, who was hanging around this week, he probably is going to make some kind of move. I mean, what is the matter with all these officers and the gentlemen that they're going after other people's wives? They should not be doing that.
Again, there's no TV. That's their problem, really. They have nothing else to do. They had the internet. Maybe they'd have some fun things to do at night, but they don't have the internet. Just sit around in those dark houses, those dark, smoky, dirty houses.
I know, Lynn. You're so right.
Maybe Demelza will become the hero of the people. You know, she's in there like delivering other people's babies. She's doing it. Demelza.
She does it all. Yeah. She does it all. Yeah. So maybe she will lead an uprising against Ross and that Elizabeth. But no good can come to Elizabeth. I mean, really, she crossed the line of sisterhood.
Yeah.
She crossed the line.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing she can do to redeem herself as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was just really a disappointing episode because you just were looking. I was, you know, it was disappointing on every level. Like, that was not a feel good show. It was just a feel bad show.
It was a feel bad show.
It's a feel bad show of the year. Stupid Ross. Stupid Ross.
His hair did look good. It continues to look good, Liam.
I know. That's the problem. I'm sure that's what Demelza thinks, too. Oh, your hair looks good. Bloom is off the rose, though. Bloom is off the rose. There.
Yeah, don't mess with
it. Got my eye on you, Ross. We've got our eyes on you. The Satellite Sisterhood has our eyes on you. So we just have a couple more episodes. There are 9 episodes this week. So we have 2 more weeks of this season. So we might get some sense of what's going to happen. You know, that red coat guy, he's nothing. Don't you think?
He's
nothing.
I mean, Demelza, do not waste your time with him.
Dr. Ennis, go for that.
Yeah. Oh, no, they could. Yeah. But I'm still hoping for Caroline to return. I really am. So
I know. I'm just saying on the list.
I mean, but Demelza, it's either the red coat guy, because nobody else in that town has any teeth. So she's not going to go for any of those other minors, right?
That's a good point, Julie. Yep. That's a good point. Good point. It's hard to be a supermodel in a mining town. It's hard. You've really limited choices.
You just, you know, I mean, you just can't find your match.
No.
So.
No. All right. Well, we're the Satellite Sisters. We also have a regular podcast that we do every Tuesday. We just posted a show. We have cover everything from the news this week to Julie's Rules for Thanksgiving to Bono winning Woman of the Year. So that's on the regular Satellite Sisters podcast. You can find that at satellitesisters.com or at iTunes. And we also do a recap of Madam Secretary. You can find that at Satellite Sisters or iTunes. All right, Joel. Well, next week I'm watching the episode with some Brandywine. I don't know about you. I don't know what it is. But
I think I'll do that. Yeah.
Fetch me the Brandywine, girls. Fetch me the Brandywine. We're the Satellite Sisters. Have a good week. Don't forget, call your Satellite Sister.